That's exactly what David Worley, 94, did, and he said, guys, would there be any evolutionary advantage to being a cannibal? What do you reckon?
I guess it depends what you are and how many...
A cannibal?
How many diseases you've got that there are going around. Because the big disadvantage to being a cannibal is that if you're eating something of your own species, it can get all the same diseases as you can. And therefore, you eat them and then you get all of their diseases and then you die.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to the four people in New Guinea who developed a disease called kuru, which was a prion disease, a bit like mad cow disease, but it was a human equivalent. And because it was a ritual for the women in the tribe to eat the brains of the dead relative when they buried them, there was an excess of women affected by this terrible neurological condition that came on all of a sudden. And the actual word means he who trembleth in the native language, because people got this BSE-like disease and they all died. And it was first identified as a cannibalistically transmitted tendency many, many years ago, which means it's interesting that people then went and did almost the same experiment with cows and were then really surprised when BSE came along. So I would say that actually, from an evolutionary point of view, it is not advantageous to be a cannibal, at least not for humans, and so that probably explains why the practice is so rare.
Well, I guess in some other species, especially if you're a very small animal, which is quite short-lived and disease isn't so much an issue, if you're really, really hungry, then cannibalism is better than dying of starvation. So things like locusts and things will eat each other quite happily if they're hungry.